Are you ready to do this?
So ready.
All right. So it's the Brunch Time Podcast. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
So I was just scrolling through the news, looking at things. As we do every day, we try and find, we dig in the deepest, darkest,
weirdest
trenches of the internet to find things to talk about that other people are talking about.
Yep.
I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a lot of fashion trends and things that seem to be making a comeback. This is, you know, one that I didn't think would make a comeback, but you're a lady, so I would figure this would be I have a question about this. Is this a true thing? New York Post says that granny panties are making a comeback.
Are they really?
Is this a thing? I mean, they're talking like the big like not so flattering granny panties that, I mean, much like since, you know, Father's Day is coming up here pretty soon, it's like what guys call the tidy whities.
The tidy whities, yeah, for sure. I don't know. I mean, they're not making a comeback for me, honestly. but maybe one day they will maybe I need that extra support.
Maybe you might reconsider that, because according to this, Rihanna and Kim Kardashian both have fashion lines that include their modern take on granny panties. And Kim actually recently posted a photo of herself modeling a pair of these quote unquote full coverage underwear.
Okay, I was going to say, well, Kim Kardashian is advertising those because she needs it, because she got, like, the butt implants.
Yeah.
So she needs that booty to be completely covered.
I don't think there's a regular pair that actually covers all that.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was going to say, she almost needs like two pairs, just like one for each cheek at that point.
just take a towel or just like a blanket, and then just kind of wrap it into like a, almost like an old school diaper.
Okay. So we're getting personal right now, too. So as a man, are you a fan of the tidy whities?
No.
Are you a boxers dude?
I'm a little bit of all
boxer brief,
but both.
Okay.
It's a whatever it feels like today.
Okay.
But never, never in my, since I was like a child, was that ever an option?
So, that's true. No. It's basically like whatever your parents are going to get you.
Yeah, because I think you look at, you know, like, man, I don't want to be like my dad and wear those things around.
Those tidy whities.
Like you, I think of like, well, if I'm walking around with my underwear on, I want to look normal. And I feel like when you wear the tidy whities for a guy, you just look awkward.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems old school because, you know, because those are probably like, what existed. Although I feel like boxers existed too for a really long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I actually don't wear any of those. I wear pantaloons.
Pantaloons.
The long underwear that I think has to be buttoned.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the old school thing. Because that's the thing is, like, where did we come from where we decided to graduate all the way to whether it be granny panties for women or the tidy whities for men? Because back in the day, you had a way different style of underwear.
Yeah.
I got to look up what the old school, the first pair of actual underwear was, because, you know, you had the pantaloons and you had all the other stuff. But I kind of want to see what so Kim Kardashian posted this? Is that what happened?
I think
that a thing?
Probably. It seems like she would do something of that sort to figure it out.
I'm not even going to bother, because when you go to her Instagram, it's just her doing the same exact face. The whole, no, that's not it.
Okay, so as a dude, do you think the granny panties or the full coverage underwear are attractive?
I honestly think just whatever you're comfortable in.
See, and that's the thing. I think I stressed about that so much when I was younger, and you go shopping at like Victoria's Secret or something like that, and you're like, oh, I have to have the nice ones, even though at like that point too, I was like, I'm the only one that sees these.
Well, let's be honest, since this is a podcast, I cannot see how a thong is comfortable.
Okay, so
same thing for men.
With your banana hammocks.
It's the banana hammocks and the thongs. I just don't find that to be comfortable.
So can I tell a weird story?
As long as it's like PG-13.
Okay, so when I was, I don't know, I was probably like 16 or 17 at the time. My sister's 5 years older than me.
Okay.
And she's like always about wearing thongs at that point because she was just like, oh, she was so into Britney Spears at that time too.
Right.
That she
yeah.
wanted to look like Britney Spears, wanted of to wear course. What Britney Spears wore. And so, you know, she was like, I'm going to buy you a thong so you can try it out too. I was like, I don't want to wear it. I don't want to. Yeah, so just like one day she did, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll try it out. And I was so uncomfortable like the entire day. But now that I've made it past that point, thongs are actually not, it's like anything else like that you put on or something like that. You just kind of got to get used to the feel of it.
Acquired comfort.
Well, that's the thing, because like when you wear them now, I'm just like, I don't even feel it half the time.
Because it's not there. There's nothing there.
There's pretty much nothing there. Yeah. But it does, they really do come in handy for dresses or pants that you'd rather not show your underwear line.
So I'm gonna start wearing thongs then.
You could rock like your banana hammocks. They might be a little bit more supportive for men.
I feel like I want to create like a new type of underwear, like something that's like somewhere in between all of those things.
They kind of like, have their they're like cheeky. They're called cheeksters, and they do nothing. They
you
end
know,
up
like
in the
they
thong.
Got chaps. They got all this, but honestly, you know how they have tearaway pants?
Yes,
like those. No, not like the tearaway pants. Not like for like going to the gym.
I was
but
like, whoa, are you gonna get tearaway
underwear? No. I'm sure
seems
those
like
already
you're trying
exist.
To start a new.
No, I'm talking about like you know the zip-aways. The when you go hiking and things like that, there's usually those trail pants that have the. I used to have some that have the little zipper that turn your pants into shorts.
So you have options for your underwear.
So, I mean, why not have the convertible underwear?
Because if you think about it, haven't you ever seen the movie Something About Mary?
Yeah. You don't that's true. You don't want zippers.
We have a bleeder.
Yeah. You don't want that kind of situation. So
it does seem a little
risky.
So
there you go. That's a new trend. I'm sure there's a lot of other weird trends. I think a lot of, especially around this time, since it is Father's Day coming up, that a lot of dads are trying to bring back the socks and sandals being cool.
Totally.
But it never was.
You know what's great is my brother's been doing that his whole life, and now he's a dad, so I'm like, well, now it works.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like as you become a father, you almost need to, you graduate into the, here's your pre-grass stained New Balance shoes, white shoes, and then here's your pleated jeans.
Yeah.
My dad used to wear pleated jeans.
Pleated. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pleated jeans, and he always wore like a crew neck sweater.
Oh, man.
Like, not like Cosby sweater style, no, with designs and stuff. It was just like, he liked Notre Dame. So he just had like a basic Notre Dame crew neck sweater.
Yeah.
And he'd wear that. That was pretty much my dad's uniform his entire life that I can remember.
My dad's always we talked about this on the show, but like, he's either in jeans or jean shorts. He's even tried some other pants, and he's like, nope, need my jeans.
Jean shorts. So not jorts, like cut-off jean shorts,
no.
But they're like actual,
like
hemmed and everything.
Yep.
He purchased them like that.
And they go to about like knee length, roughly. And he tucks in his shirt. He's got to have his belt, and he's got to have his long socks.
And he probably has the whitest legs.
He does.
He must wear pants all the time except for on the weekends.
He actually does get a bit of a tan, but it's always so funny because I'm like, Dad, you're rocking those long socks, and now you're creating a really interesting tan line.
I feel like dads do that on purpose.
Yeah. He's like, what? I think it looks fine. And I was like,
it's comfortable. I don't see how you're comfortable.
It just makes me giggle at this point.
Jean shorts in the summertime does not sound like a good time.
You know, it works
especially when you're wearing a thong, you know?
You don't know. You don't wear jean shorts with a thong. That is uncomfortable.
Good mental note.
And it gets sweaty. Sorry, that's gross.
Jeez.
I'm just letting you know what's going to happen if you try to wear a thong.
Yeah, I'm taking notes now for when I do wear a thong. But that's the Brunch Time Podcast.
if you still listen.
It can't get any worse. That's some of the stuff we talk about on the Brunch Time Podcast. We go all over the place, all the far reaches of the internet to find things to talk about. And if you ever have suggestions, if you want the things you want to hear, feel free to get a hold of us. Or just subscribe to this podcast so you can listen to all the other wild and weird things that we talk about.
Yes.
But happy Father's Day.
Yep.
To all you dads and any dog dads as well.
That's you. Happy
Father's Day.
Johnny.
So there you go. But we'll be back on Monday, all right?